FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is April 26th, 2018, and it's time for another Triple Lutz Report. First and foremost, I'm getting so many emails from you. I've been really doing a great job keeping up. I've got about 10 or 12 emails I haven't gotten to. And the only reason I haven't gotten to you yet is because they require a little bit more thought. Some of you have asked tough questions, and I don't want to just give you an answer off the top of my head. I want to research it out. So you'll know that I gave it thought and I took it seriously. Speaking of which, taking things seriously, don't forget that you can get the show delivered automatically to your computer by using the iTunes program or application. You just go into the iTunes store, type Kerry Lutz, and then click subscribe when it comes up, and you keep clicking that button, and eventually you are subscribed. Show comes to your computer automatically every time a new show gets posted. So, also, we've got a YouTube channel. I don't know why, but that damn YouTube channel is like taking off. For years, they had me sandboxed and I got hardly any responses. But now you guys lately have been just all over YouTube. So by all means, just go there. Don't forget also, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for our newsletter. You can always contact us through Twitter as well. And of course, we have the infamous Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. Try to keep it light, try to keep it funny there, irreverent. There's a lot to be laughing about, a lot to be happy about, just a lot of good things happening. Well, one great thing that is happening now is the red pill movement, or they call it red pilling. We've been talking about this for a long time. We're talking about critical thinking. We're talking about the ability to detach yourself from the majority's beliefs and thoughts, from the media, etc., to come up with your own conclusion after a thoughtful and, I don't want to say unbiased, but a thoughtful analytical look at facts concerning any story. Look, just yesterday, Rudy Giuliani meets with Mueller. He's known Mueller forever. They're comrades in arms, going back from when Rudy was in the Justice Department, and then he was U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Mueller was, you know, FBI chief. They know each other. And clearly, this meeting is, oh, they're arranging for Mueller to interview Donald Trump. Now, this is nothing could be further from the truth. Look at the facts. Rudy was brought on specifically to Trump's legal team to deal with Mueller to help wind down the investigation. Now, there's leaks saying, oh, no, Trump is going to be interviewed by Mueller, et cetera, et cetera. This is so much deeper than just the stories in the newspaper. Look, the stories are important, no doubt about it, and they give you clues, but they only give you clues. They don't really give you facts. Sometimes they give you accurate facts. Other times they give you distorted facts. Most stories that are placed in the media, with the exception of the alternative media, and even them are somewhat, they are somewhat suspect at times, but most of these stories are placed, and they're placed by PR departments, PR agencies, and they're placed by government agencies who want to get a certain message out and really control thoughts. Public relations is about controlling thoughts and beliefs. And there's good public relations, bad public relations. For instance, Southwest Airlines had that incident where an engine blew up on the plane. I think it was flight 1380. And Southwest sprang into action. They got people out there. They got crews out there to talk to the people who were on the plane. They immediately sent everybody on the plane who wasn't injured a check for $5,000 for any inconvenience, no strings attached, $1,000 voucher for future flights on Southwest. Important to realize, it's the first fatality ever on a Southwest flight. Fluke accident, perhaps, engine blew up. That happens. It happens several times a year. It's not really all that unusual in the scheme of things. You know, there are the thing called mean time between failures. And these engines, they go for like millions and millions of hours. They're so reliable now. But they know that for every 10 million hours, planes are flying a specific type of engine, there's going to be several failures. Sometimes the failures will be due to metal fatigue, fan blades breaking off, bird strikes, whatever it is. The odds of two engines failing on the same plane in the absence of a fire or a bomb blast on the plane are almost infinitesimal. I mean, they're so small, you can't even believe it. But there is going to be engine failures. It's just the nature of technology. But as these planes are better designed, as the engines have tighter tolerances, better materials, you know, titanium and composites and all that. I don't know that they use any composites in the actual airplane engine, but a lot of titanium in there. As the materials improve, as the tolerances get better, the odds of failure get even lower. And they're going lower and lower and lower. We haven't had a real airplane crash scheduled commercial flight since right after 9/11, when the flight American Airlines crashed over the Rockaways in New York. So it keeps getting better. But anyway, I digress. The PR that Southwest utilized there, their damage control, was exemplary because it was empathetic, it was sincere, it was believable, it was authentic. They really did care about it. They really were upset anytime one of their birds goes down, which has never happened before. They are very concerned, and they managed to express that in a positive way. That's good PR. Bad PR is all these stories that you get that are politically related, like the story that Rudy is going to let Trump be interviewed. Look, my feeling is when the text come out between Strzok and Page, which should be any day now, today, tomorrow, that's going to be the end of the Mueller investigation. There are unbelievable bombshells, no doubt, in those texts. There's 6 months of them. And it seems like all these two people did, Strzok, who is a counterintelligence, the rumor was that he's just an intelligence contractor hired on by the FBI. Page, who was attorney and basically Deputy Director McCabe's personal attorney, assistant, whatever she did there, they really weren't lovers. That's a distraction that was thrown in there. You know, I'm not convinced. I don't believe anything they say. So going back, red pill, critical thinking, independent thought. It's so important. Free thinker. Kanye West, all right? He comes out this week forcefully supporting free thinkers. And, you know, he just happens to support Trump. Okay, that's fine. But if he said, you know, I like Trump, but he's not libertarian enough or something like that, just get out of the box, get off the plantation of the Democratic Party. And that goes for the evangelicals. They're manipulated, like, oh, we hate abortion, we're going to repeal it when we become the majority, and they never do. So they're just as manipulated as those insane social justice warrior kids who have no lives. So Kanye says he's wearing a Make America Great hat. And he's saying that, you know what? I'm not going to be controlled by the white liberal establishment machine anymore. And what Kanye said, which was really interesting, that he was being treated for drug addiction. And one of the few people who was there for him was Donald Trump. Now, for one thing, it's not the Donald Trump that you've been convinced of that exist, a guy who's just a bigot, homophobe, blah, 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 who doesn't care about anyone, totally narcissistic, which he does have narcissistic attributes, let's face it. But this is huge. Okay. What I want to emphasize here is Kanye West coming out, and he's basically supporting Candace Owens, who's an African-American news person, conservative. But the thing is this, you're only a victim if you believe you're a victim. What the Democratic ideology is all about victimology. There should be a PhD program in every Ivy League school for victimology, because that's what they teach anyway. You're a victim if you're born a certain color. You are a victim if you're not white. Victim, victim, victim. You know, you're a victim if you start smoking cigarettes because the cigarette companies have convinced you to do it because you're so stupid that you don't know that cigarettes are eventually going to kill you. You're a victim if you're an alcoholic. I mean, hey, I jokingly was on the air with my good friend Joe Messina the other day, and I said, Joe, I'm going to create a new cryptocurrency. It's called the Grievance Coin, and here's the deal. If you have any grievance whatsoever, you get coins. If you're African American, you automatically get 5. If you're Hispanic, you get 2.5. If you're white and you happen to get a coin and you make a profit on it, you have to give it to somebody who's a victim. If you're a female, you get 2 coins. And if you're a black female, you get 7 coins, because then you've really got it against you. And I think we could start a whole exchange. The problem is there's so many grievances. If we don't create an infinite number of coins, the thing is going to skyrocket in value. Because if we only do 20 million coins, 21 million coins, tokens like Bitcoin, the problem will be they'll be in such demand because there's so many grievances that this thing could skyrocket in value. And then they're also payable for reparations. So if you feel that somebody African-American that you know really is entitled to reparations, you'll be able to use the grievance coin to pay off their reparations bill, and you'll be absolved from any further liability. I think we're onto something here. I think that the exchanges would be forced to accept this token, because if they didn't, they would be called racist and everything else that comes along with that. I mean, grievance coins, if you could come up with a logo for one, that would really be great. So Kanye West, I never thought much of his music. I'm not into rap, but the guy is pretty darn amazing. And I'm really, I don't want to say excited about it, but I would say that I'm really amazed, because breaking out of habitual thought is, well, first you have to understand that you're in the matrix, all right? That you aren't really a free thinker. The problem is everybody thinks they're a free thinker, all right? Everyone believes it. And how many of you out there really are free thinkers? You might be a free thinker when it comes to video games. You might be a free thinker when it comes to sports, but mainly about your life, your family, and other things, you probably aren't a free thinker. So make a list of the things where you agree with the establishment and the ones where you don't. You're going to see you agree a lot more with the establishment than not. And that's a little scary when you think about it. I mean, I'm not a total free thinker, not totally critical. Lots of times I get sucked into these stories that I just believe are true, and they turn out not to be. Like that time that Mayor Bloomberg supposedly was in the pizzeria and he said he wanted a second slice of pizza, and they got into a fight with the pizza place because they said, no, you're getting too fat. You should not be consuming another slice of pie. It's bad for you. Please don't do it. Or not even please. We're going to refuse to serve you another slice. It was such a great story. I wanted it to be true. I really, really wanted it to be true. but unfortunately it was fake and I got taken in. And that's the thing. Just because you break out for a while doesn't mean that you're always going to be a free thinker. You can fall back into it. You can get lazy. And it's happened to me a number of times. I'd like to think I'm a pretty free thinker, but there's times when I'm definitely not. And it's embarrassing to think that you can be a free thinker for some things and not for others. So it's got a lot to do with your conditioning as a child, a lot to do with the home you were raised in, your peer group. Okay. Now, my thing is, I was always a square peg in a round hole. If you're never a conformist, then you either might become an ultra conformist or you just say the hell with it. Now, being a nonconformist for the sake of being a nonconformist doesn't make any sense. But look, you know what I'm saying here. Deconstruct. I like to deconstruct the stories, just like Giuliani. My feeling is that pretty much the Mueller investigation is over and they've got a little bit of dirt on some Trump people and they're trying to trade with Giuliani. And the goal is to save Hillary's scalp and Obama's scalp and as many other people's scalps as they possibly can. And if you look at QAnon, he says no deals. Nothing is going to be dealt with. Everything is going to be, the chips are going to fall where they may, and everybody is taking a bite of this excrement sandwich, like it or not. And I seriously doubt they have much on Trump. The only thing they could have on him is his the way he obtained building permits on a number of projects, probably somehow had to pay off unions. I'm not saying I know that he did it for a fact. I'm just speculating here. No basis in fact. And that's another part of being a critical thinker, is that you must know the difference between speculation, surmise, and fact. And sometimes what you think is a fact really isn't. You know, Mark Twain always said, it's not what you don't know, whether it's true or not, that gets you. It's what you think you know that's true that really isn't. That is what does you in. And look, I thought I knew a lot more than I really knew about the financial system when I started Financial Survival Network. But here we are 7 years later, and I realized I was extremely, extremely ignorant. Yeah, I knew about Austrian economics. I knew about being a libertarian, but I really didn't know how the world worked. And it was a big, big wake-up call for me personally to learn everything that I've learned over time. And it was an expensive lesson. I lost a lot of money learning it, but it's a lesson I wouldn't give up no matter what. So what's the upshot of all this? Be a free thinker, okay? Be somebody who doesn't always go with the crowd. If you do that, you're going to be a lot more satisfied as a person. You're going to be happier in the long run. Initially, maybe not so much, but later on, you are going to be a happier puppy. I promise you that. And your life will be better. You will finally take ownership of your life and everything that happens to you. So what more can you possibly want out of life than to be a critical free thinker? So important. It's really hard to teach. It's even harder to do, but you need to do it because it's your only way to really be free in this lifetime and to have a truly fulfilling life that is worth living, that makes you happy, that makes you satisfied. Anyway, that is it for now. Don't forget, go over to Financial Survival Network, sign up for the newsletter, leave comments up on the site. I look at them all. Don't answer comments usually, but sometimes I do. Check out the YouTube channel, FSN Gold and Silver. Hey, the Twitter feed, tweet me out, is at Kerry Lutz. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. That's it for today. All, thanks so much for listening. You really make a difference in my life. I hope I'm making one in yours too. Been another Triple Lutz Report. This is Kerry Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.